U.S. communications company serving the area since 1897.
Well, we'd like to say hello to everybody. Welcome. This is a show called Trigger Happy Memories. We are live here at WPCA Radio in 93.1 Amory, Wisconsin. And we have many listeners on the web, we're finding out. And my name is Mike Murtha, and sitting right next to me is Ed Schmidt. And we feature live music. This is a live show, and it's a stress-free show, folks. It's a crazy world out there, but in here, it's not crazy. It's just fun. We just sit back and play some music, and and our guest, we have a guest each month, but our guest this month is Kenny Nelson from Ken's Keyboard, longtime musician, entertainer, singer. And folks, this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope we trigger some happy memories, and we hope we create some new memories, so let's have some fun. Once again, we want to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and that was Eddie Schmidt playing lead guitar on that recording there. That's something that we did in 2012, I think, Eddie, with...
12? That's already 6 years ago?
Wow, isn't that something?
Yes. Gee.
That's, but how you doing, Eddie? Good to see you.
Good. I'm doing real good.
That's
so
good. Yeah, did you realize this is our two-year anniversary of doing this show?
It no.
2 years ago. Yes, 2 years in September. So
just another thing you roped me into.
Yes. I talked him into playing in church last Sunday in Glenwood. It was for their fall festival. We had a lot of fun doing that. That was
fun.
And Denny Armstrong played drums with us, and Swanee was with us.
And your son, Ryan.
Yep. So that was, and we're going to be in Erin at St. Patrick's Church in Erin this coming Sunday. So some different avenues that I talk you into, right?
Yep. always keeps us busy on the weekends.
Yes. Yeah, but we have a really... I'm serious when I say this, a very special guest. We've got Kenny Nelson from Ken's Keyboard from East Farmington. Kenny, how you doing there?
You brought me here. I don't know.
I talked to you about this a while back, and you said, I don't think that'll work for me. Well, we're going to make it work. We're glad you're here. And
if anybody can, it must be you.
Yes, well, we've got a long history of friendship between you teaching some of us some music way back when we were kids, and... Eddie's parents were good friends of yours as
yes,
well.
Yes, they were.
So
very much.
A lot of history with us. But I'm just going to ask
what
you.
What happened to it?
Well, we haven't forgotten all of it. We got some of it in memories. But I just want to ask you a couple questions, Kenny, like we ask everybody. I'm going to pick your brain and go way back to when you started playing music. What inspired you to play? Can you think?
My father.
Your father? Okay.
And he was. I just said. You go to school and learn how to play the accordion, then you don't have to dig holes. You can wear a white shirt and a bow tie.
There you go. That inspired you.
Well, if I wouldn't be inspired by that, it'd make me be inspired by it.
And you had told me before you actually went to an accordion school.
Frank Allers.
Okay.
School for Accordion.
Tell us about that. How long of a course was it? Was it a couple years or more?
It was a long time.
Long time? I know you showed me a picture.
I had to take the streetcar down 7th Street.
Okay.
To go over to 6th Street.
Sure.
To get my lesson.
Yep.
I had to learn my lesson.
Yeah.
If I didn't learn it there, I learned it at home.
Sure. Did your folks play music?
My dad played a little accordion.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's what he wanted me to do, so that's what I did.
Right. And you grew up in Minnesota, but moved to Wisconsin later?
No, I was in the military, then I moved over here.
Okay, that's right. I forgot you were, Korean War.
Yes, it was.
Well, thanks for serving. It's,
yeah. It's You're welcome.
Very honorable, yes. But we're going to come back to some more stories. We got a ton of them. But we want to hear you play some music. Can you play a song for us and sing, and we'll follow you?
You go right ahead. Don't you want me to do it?
Yes. We're featuring we're featuring you here, so. Oh. You too.
Are you ready for me?
Yep.
Yep.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home, having none.
Can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
Well, imagine making by just hanging round. I know that I could have some fun, paint the town. I'd love to fool the plan and just fancy.
Oh, lonesome me.
I'll bet she's not like me. She's out and fancy free. Flirting with the boys with all her charm. I still love her so. And brother, don't you know? I'd walk into her right back here in my arms.
There must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget it just to find somebody new. Thought of everything
from A to Z.
Oh, lonesome me.
I'll bet she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charm. I still love her so, but don't you know, I'm poking her right back here in my arms. There must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. Thought of everything from A to Z.
That's Kenny Nelson. Nice, Kenny. That sounds great. That accordion sounds very nice as well.
Thank you. Do I have to tip you for that?
Maybe later. Eddie, you had some things you wanted to share with Kenny.
Just, I remember when I must have been about 19, so that would have been way back in the late 70s. But anyway, at the time I was playing with a guy by the name of Skip Spaulding, and we came down to your place. Okay, no, just be nice now. But anyway, but we came to your place to record, I think it was a Stillwater radio show or something?
Yes, we did have a radio show going on from Stillwater, yep. Different bands and such.
And
I'll tell you a story later about this. But we don't want this here to get out.
Okay.
But no, I don't want to hurt your feelings a bit, because I know you wouldn't have nothing to do with that.
No, but yeah, it was just interesting for me, because you had such neat recording equipment where, I can't remember, did you have like four tracks? That was a nice reel-to-reel thing that you had.
Ampex, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I still have it.
I just remembered that. It was just, for me, for being a young kid and coming in and recording at your place, and it was just a neat deal for me to be able to do that.
That was for a record, though, that he made, wasn't it?
Oh, the one I was remembering is, I thought we were just recording it so then you could play it on the Stillwater station or something like that.
For the radio show there, I think, yeah.
I also did one for him.
Oh, that he actually did a record for him?
A 45, yes.
Yep, okay.
But you're going way back on it, isn't there some shady business going on?
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about the weather.
Yes. And trust me, Eddie is aware of some of that, but nevertheless, yeah. Skip was a really good singer.
Yeah.
And he wrote some good songs, too, but there was a...
I need a drink. Water. Water. This is water I'm drinking.
Yes. Kenny, I want to just remind us, or go back and whatever, reminisce, I guess, is the Musicians Guild that we put together years ago.
Yes, we did.
And we had all the local musicians. We'd meet about once a month, and I think it was once a year. I believe it was near Valentine's Day. We would have a concert at your club, and it would be like a Tuesday night, and that place would be packed to the rafters. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s, I suppose, yeah, right?
You have to remember about this. We've got these bands, Kate Kaiser, we've got all of mm-hmm. this stuff here, and they had a world of following. The Shorn Brothers loved them.
Sure.
And Curly and Kay and all.
Yep.
And anyway, we'd get together, and we would perform. And we had all of these people coming in because you had this following.
Absolutely. Every band had. I was with John and Dave. We had a big following. That's but everybody had a big following back then.
Well, certainly, because people would dance.
Right.
People went and learned how to dance. And it was wonderful. I had different ones that would come in, and I would feature them in dancing. I had a fellow that, about my age right now, him and his wife would come, and they would want to do a cha-cha.
Mm.
So we would go ahead, clear the floor, and get them out. It was beautiful.
Sure.
Because they dressed it. And they danced it beautifully.
Yeah. And people don't dance like that, do they? Not like they did back then.
Have you ever looked on a dance floor lately? They're on the floor beating their head. I don't know what's going on.
I know. It's a different world. Yes. But, like I said, there's so many stories that you played at Hafner's for a number of years over in the Twin Cities. Is that correct?
I went over and worked for Don and Al. Went in for 1 month. And stayed for 5 years.
Mm.
And then Al's kid said, Dad, Ken's has been here too long. So I got laid off. Then I went to the Northwood Country Club, which was in North St. Paul. Everybody that bowled at Hafner's when they got through, they came over to Northwood.
Mm.
Needless to say that Al's son got fired by his father.
Well, it was a poor decision to do that, yes.
But I love those guys. Those two guys, they were hard for their help, but if you did a good job, they were good to you.
Oh, good. Yeah. And that's back in the day. We talked about this before, but there was a lot of places to play. People were out enjoying live music, and people still do, but it's different. It's different now than it used to be. But so we're going to sing another song. Eddie, do you want to do that song that's the one in G we were doing out in the...
The one that my mom used to like?
Yes,
okay.
One of my favorites.
This is a Johnny Tillotson song, one called It Keeps Right On A Hurtin' Since You're Gone. Yep, my mom always used to ask for this one, so. Well, I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you laid your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. And it keeps right on a hurtin' every minute of the day, every hour that you're away. I feel so lonely and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Well, they say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. Well, you broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memories, and it keeps right on hurting since you're gone. And it keeps right on every minute of the day, every hour that you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it.
I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on hurting since you're gone. And it keeps right on hurting since you're gone.
That's Eddie Schmidt singing that song, and we got Kenny Nelson playing the accordion here with us. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're live here in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, having some fun. This is always good to get together. We've had so many good guests here, Eddie. We had Dan Lund with us last month.
Last month, yeah.
That was terrific. We had Rick Stenner with us before, and Hound Dog from the White Sidewalls.
Yeah.
Swanee's been here, a number of them, But going back, Kenny, we're talking about some of the names. You brought up Jack and Larry Shorn. You were good friends with those guys.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
The one time Larry had an attack or whatever, and he ended up down in Rochester.
Mm.
Well, I found out he was down there. So I went down to Rochester, and I come in, and here he is. And he says, what in the world are you doing here? I says, I was up in Amory, I says, I took a wrong turn. Can you tell me how to get back home again?
Oh, that was
nice.
Yeah,
darn fool, you know I came to see you.
Well, that's how close of friends you guys were.
We were.
Yeah.
Very much.
Larry had a nice radio show down in River Falls. You were on that show.
I was down there, yeah.
Yep. His son, Joe, gave me the entire record collection from that radio show.
Oh.
And that's where I found your albums in that collection. And I came up this summer and had you
autograph. Careful how you're pointing that finger at me.
Well, you autographed those for me. I appreciate
yes,
you
I
doing
will.
That. That was very special. But mentioned.
Were you down there with us when we did the 80 Olympics with Vern Gagne?
Yes, yes.
We had a wonderful time, and Vern Gagne was one heck of a person.
Absolutely. Yep. Very nice guy, you bet.
Is that when he gave Scott Nash the sleeper and
he
put
did.
Him down that
Honestly,
night?
Honestly, did. Yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but we were having a good time. I think we did. Well, that was the year they won.
Yeah.
They won, and we helped finance
sure.
it.
Sure. That was in River Falls at the St. Bridget's Gymnasium.
That's where it was, yes.
Yep. Boy, that place was
I'm glad you got a good memory like that.
I wouldn't forget something. That was really a special day. Yeah, Vern Gagne, what a gentleman. But Scott Nash, our good friend, is a big wrestling fan. He asked Vern to put the sleeper hold on him. And, you know, people thought it was fake. Well, Vern says, you really want me to do it? He says, yeah. So he got him up on stage, and he put the sleeper hold on Scott. And Scott, he dropped like a sack of potatoes.
I remember that.
And there was a doctor there, the steel player that was with the Irvis Brothers.
Oh,
and he said, what is he doing? He says, he just cut off the blood to his brain, and that's why he dropped. And everyone thought it was fake. I went up to help Scott off the stage, and he was... Anyhow, Vern says, you asked me to do it, and I did it. But that was kind of taken away from our music. That was just a little sideshow, but that was some fun stuff there. You used to play at the Bungalow.
Yes, I did.
Many years.
Yeah.
Yep. So, can you do another song for us, Kenny? What do you want to do?
Okay, never ending song of love for you.
Key of B flat, was it?
B flat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're using a cheater. I thought I taught you better than that. I've got a never ending love for you. No, that's all I'm going to do. From the first time we met, I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I'm gonna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending song of love for you. All this time of being alone, we can love one another, feel for each other from now on. Hey, 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 well, it feels so good, I can hardly stand it. A never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I'm gonna do. From the
time of being alone. Wake up, love one another, feel for each other from now on. Hey, 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 well, I feel so good, I can hardly stand it, I never end.
Very nice. That's Kenny Nelson, again from Ken's Keyboard, East Farmington. And I'd like to mention, too, on Wednesday afternoons, you're doing something a little special. You're trying to bring in some of the older folks.
Oh, you used that word. You would use that word in front of...
Older, I
no,
shouldn't...
No. Mature
folks. Yes, good idea. These people don't want to go out at 9 o'clock at night, and
they can't.
They can't. That's right.
No.
So I'm glad you're. I'm going to try to come up and do some music with you.
Yeah, I'd love
just
that.
Just jump in and.
I've got some different ones coming up whenever they can.
Sure.
They've got a home down there, and I would like to bring these people from the home up, and give them something to look forward to in the middle of the week. Right now, it's like, oh, we're going to have pork chops on Friday. Wow, what a deal.
Yeah.
This would be something we can get out of here.
Yes.
Let's go up and talk to the neighbors. And we've got older gentlemen, older women up there that would love to come and just listen to the music.
Did you mean mature, Kenny? You said that word.
I did.
But, yeah.
Well, no. When we go into that, there ain't very many that are mature as I am up there.
Well, we'll bring it up again, but Wednesday afternoons, it's going to be trying to gather some of the musicians that are out and about. Come up and
come on up.
Bring a guitar and sing a song or two. And a great idea. You're doing the kind of music that these folks would like to listen to as well. So.
It's the type of music we'd like to hear.
Right.
And they like to hear because they can think of this here.
Sure.
It's something that they can actually words.
Right. Yep.
These other ones they got coming out, I don't even know what they're talking about. When they're screaming.
Well, I know it. I'm going to try a song here that was, and I've only heard this song maybe a year ago. Jim Ehlers brought this song to us, and it's written by Jimmy Davis, who was the gentleman that wrote You Are My Sunshine. And he was the governor of, I think, Louisiana.
Yeah, I believe he was.
And he was, they called him the singing governor, I think, or whatever. But this is a song called Shackles and Chains. It's a key of G.
G.
And there's an A minor in there. Other than that, if you get lost, just go back to G. And we'll meet you there, okay?
I'll catch you.
All right. I just started cold. On a long, lonesome journey I'm going. Now, darling, please don't cry. For these shackles and chains, they will take me to a prison to stay till I die. And at night, through the bars, I will gaze at the stars. I will long for your kisses in vain. Piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. Bars once, my darling, let me kiss those sweet lips that I love best. For if heartache you're my consolation, and in misery my haven of rest. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars. I will long for your kisses in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow
while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. While I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
There we go with a song called Shackles and Chains, written by Jimmy Davis. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin, and our guest this month is Ken Nelson, and of course Eddie Schmidt sitting here with us. We're having, making some good music and having a few good stories.
I was going to let the folks know, last night my son Ethan took off for Kuwait to go play for the troops again. He did it earlier this spring. There's a guy, a kid from Barron, Wisconsin, Chris Cruzy. He's been playing with him once in a while, and they went last spring and went over, and they flew out last night. I think he gets home this coming Sunday, but they go over and do some shows, and I saw just a couple of pictures that he gave us from last time, but
that's really,
I think they can have about, there's a huge tent area where that they can have about 3,000 people when they do the one show. So
how big a group is it that goes over?
I don't know if there's quite as many that's going with him this time, but it's, I know he was over in the cities practicing a bunch of nights this week and getting ready for it.
Wow, that's what an experience.
And then the guy that he's going with is actually currently, he got into the TV show, The Voice.
I heard, I saw some posters.
We've been watching. You never know when he's going to come on. Okay. And I did see just a glimpse. I thought, sure, it was Chris, that this coming Monday night, I think that Chris's his blind audition where they're...
Sure.
Comes in that he should be on the TV there next Monday. So
we wish him the very best on that. Yes. So again, we're talking with Kenny Nelson. Kenny, I got thinking about a funny memory way back years ago. We were playing at the 9R Ranch in Somerset, and they had Marvin Rainwater as a headliner. And you came to
you broke me up, you guys.
Well, you came to see us, and we, of course, we did the opening first set, whatever. And you were out in the audience, and we said, Kenny, why don't you come up and sing a song? And he said, maybe I will. So you walked up, and you're standing next to me, and you said, well, what do you think I should sing? And I said, why don't you do Gonna Find Me a Bluebird? And I remember we...
Oh, I couldn't get near the stage.
Oh, we got laughing so hard about how inappropriate that would be to have you sing his big hit.
But, no, that's what I stood clear of you.
Oh. Because well, it struck all of us funny that thinking how... out of place that would have been. Anyhow, we've got lots of funny stories.
You know, I had to get out of you guys' way and go find myself somewhere to hide.
Going back to guitar lessons, you used to come to, you went to different communities. One was in Clear Lake where I think Scott Nash.
Yep, Scott Nash told me that he got his first guitar lesson from you.
Yep.
That could be, yeah.
And so it's your fault the way he plays. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he was using boxing gloves or something to play it. Well, I'm not sure.
Actually, Scott plays very, very well. But some other. But you came to Hammond, and my older brother John was in this group, and I believe it was the Rasmussen brothers, Craig and Soleil.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And Joe Vanda. You remember those guys? And I was in the corner. I was about 3-4 years younger than those guys. I sat in the corner and just absorbing all this and trying to learn some things too. But you came about once a week and taught a group of us, and we were very inspired to play music. We were just at that age where we wanted to be a part of that.
I had some guy, and I can't remember names back that far, little student from Roberts. And anyway, I was after his mother to buy a $25 guitar for him. He had a guitar, but I had to use the pliers.
Oh.
To tighten it, and the strings were about that far off. The kid could have played. He couldn't play it.
Oh, sure.
But his mother wouldn't invest $25. Well, I'll come back when the kid gets older and can afford a newer guitar, because this one here, the strings are so far off of the fret.
Sure.
That it doesn't work.
Well, and I taught guitar for a few years at the school, St. Croix Central. It was an adult evening community ed is what it was called. But
wasn't a mature one, was it, Mike?
It was mature.
Yes, mature. That's
but actually, it was anywhere from fourth grade to any age. But some of these people, you could tell they had music in them. They could play. But the instrument they brought in was, I said, it's hard enough to play this when you have a good instrument, much less play one that's very poor. But yeah, you made us make sure you've got a decent instrument that will stay in tune. And I mean, you taught us that right from the start. So
Well, you're talking about these ruins now that were from Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the one's father have the oil company?
Right, that was the Rasmussen's, yep. Clyde was the dad, yep.
They weren't very good. The father, because he had money to buy a wall of sound for them.
Yeah, you're right. And they had some drums or different things that they had a bunch of equipment.
But they had this poor kid that had the strings as far out the fret, you know? And he couldn't get a 25. But he must have put about over $1,000 and stuff there.
Probably in amplifiers and whatnot.
And I told him, I says, I ain't coming back.
Yeah.
You know, because talent-wise, they had a wonderful wall of sound.
Sure, but it starts with talent, not a wall of sound. Yeah, and those are things that you taught us way back, that just, to be.
Music is wonderful for everybody.
Sure, yep, so.
Well, maybe some of it I don't understand.
All the music, yeah. There's not everything.
I don't want to condemn anything today, but there are some people coming out that aren't too bad. But let's leave it there.
Okay. Do you want to sing another song or play something, or you want us to sing something? We'd love to.
I'm having fun just being with you guys.
Well, same here. Oh, same, absolutely. But is there something that you would like to play and sing? Otherwise, we'll sing something.
You go ahead.
Eddie, you got something you want to sing there?
Yeah, we can do one more here. Let's do Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain in the key of F.
All right.
In the twilight, low I see her. Blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Take her, Kenny.
When we meet again up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in a land that knows no parting. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Very nice, Eddie.
We all ended up in the same room. That's always
did.
A good
yep.
thing.
And nobody got hurt.
Nope.
Yeah, that's fun. Yes, WPC Radio.
How come I got a handcuff on? Why did you handcuff me?
93.1, and we've got people listening on the internet too. Hopefully they're tuned in here. But
I was talking to a friend in Indiana today, and.
Oh.
He wanted a name of the station, so maybe Mark Fighter's listening down there in Terre Haute tonight.
I hope so. You bet. That's the beauty of this too. You don't have to just live close to Amory. You can catch us anywhere. I missed a couple shows. I've been everywhere. I was in San Francisco, and Eddie, you did the show, and I'm out there listening to the show live from San Francisco, and you were out. And about a couple times too, and tuned us in.
Yeah, I was in Michigan once listening while you guys were. I think you had.
Kenny, you still riding motorcycle? Folks, he's got a big smile on his face.
My daughter-in-law bought me a new Harley 2 years ago.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, she did.
Wow. And you're still, did you ride it this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No, they bought me an 06 a couple of years ago, about 06. I went to pick it up 2 years ago or 1 year, whatever. And I says, Terry, there's no black motorcycle here. She says, no, that one's yours.
Mm. Wow. It was a Harley.
Brand new Harley, yeah, sure. Street glide.
Oh,
with
nice.
A television set on and all this other stuff.
All the electronics, all the...
Yeah, well, I remember, that's why I have a problem with my right leg, because I used to have to use my leg to make it run.
To make it run, yep. Jeez, well, that's neat.
I remember all
I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
Yep.
Kenny's got
okay.
One for us. What do you got there?
KSC and Let's Not Lose Us. Okay. Hey, 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 good looking. What you got cooking? Talk about cooking something up with me. I'm free and ready. We can go steady. Talk about saving all your time for me. I've got a hot pot for a $2 fee. Baby, don't you think, baby, we could find us a brand new recipe? Because I'm free and ready, so we could go steady. So how's about saving all your time for me? Oh, I got a hot pot for $2 bill. I know it's not right over the hill. There's soda pop made of dance. If you want to have fun,
what you got cooking?
How's about cooking something up with me?
Very nice. That's Kenny Nelson. This is fun.
I gotta do something, man.
Absolutely.
You know, that is my generation there.
Hank Williams.
No. Hank Sr.
Hank Sr., yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, we still do a lot of Hank Sr. songs.
Yeah.
It's just, that's like the core of music. It's country music, I think.
Yep. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And I heard that every song that he did, he wrote for his wife.
Yeah. Good and bad. Some of the issues they had, that surfaced in his music as well. But great music. Just.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Yeah. I do a song called, You Win Again, which was about his wife.
The news is how.
Yeah, great song, yeah. We're going to say hello to a few folks before we get too carried away. First, I want to say hello to Edna over in White Bear Lake. I talked to her today. She gave me a call. And Edna, thank you so much for staying in touch. My mother and Jim and my wife, Debbie. Gary McIntyre is tuned in here tonight. Shirley Halliburton. Jim Bjorkman is out in Sunburst, Montana. So, we got a listener way out there. Putz and his sister, Sherry. I hope she's listening as well. Uncle Bob, Scott Nash, Bill Ganatzik, Kevin Solom, Steve Carlson, and I'll shut up. Eddie?
You got quite a list there, Mike. We sure appreciate all the folks that listen all the time. We've got my next-door neighbors, Al and Ann Jorgensen. They listen religiously, and we've got a new cribbage player at work, Jordan, and got to say hi to him. Him and Scott and Brian might be listening tonight. So just thanks to all the folks that listen.
Yes. Kenny, you have anybody you want to say hello to, or?
Hi, everybody.
All right.
See, now there's going to be nothing that they can say about it.
You covered everybody.
I covered everybody.
You were telling me a story here earlier about, this is a really a great story of this young guy that took lessons from you on the accordion from Clear Lake years ago.
Been very, many, very long time.
And he was a very talented musician. Tell us the story.
This young fella played a wonderful accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And really top shelf for his age and what he's doing. He took accordion from me, and his sister, took guitar.
Okay.
And I took, maybe close to 6 months or so I had him. Then he wanted to learn to play classical piano. So I introduced him to Otis Epley from New Richmond.
Mm.
And he was a classic.
For piano?
Piano.
Sure.
So he started taking lessons from him. And I went over to teach his sister again, and this one time I came over, he was sitting on a piano bench crying his eyes out.
Mm.
I says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I can't do it." I says, "You certainly can." The way he was performing, you know what I mean, and I tell him to do something, he could do it. He says, "I can't do it." I sat there for about an hour and a half or better to show him how to break down the music.
With it to go to classical.
Yes, and to be able to play it as it was written.
Sure, yep.
So anyway, he finally, after that, he says, "I can do it." I says, "I told you you could."
Yep.
And then on my 75th birthday, this guy came in. He says, "Do you remember me?" I says, "I'm not sure." He says, I took accordion from you in Clear Lake." I says, "Your sister take guitar?" He said, "Yes."
Mm.
And then he turned around, he says, "I had to come and see you. I see it's your birthday and all this, to tell you that he went on through Brown Institute and everything on music, and he's worldwide conductor today."
Oh, wow. That's really it.
And he says, after the last concert they did in Sweden, he says, in the last part, he says, "I played my accordion along with him."
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
And he says, "If it wasn't for you," he says, I wouldn't have been there."
Well, you had a way to communicate with students, and you made so he could do the transformation from accordion to piano to classical. And you read music really well.
I still do.
You still do. But yeah, that is a great story. But I might do one more song here. Eddie, did you have something to say? Or no?
Nope.
Okay,
no.
Don't want to cut you
off.
Right behind you
and one step to the right, Mike.
What key are you?
We're going
to
do
a
Beautiful Brown Eyes in the key. Let's do it in the key of F. Is that a good key for you?
I don't care.
See?
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, how I love you, my darling. I love you all my heart. Tomorrow we might have a fairy, but rambling has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful bride.
Song, Beautiful Brown Eyes. Yes.
It's not an old song, it's a mature song.
Mature song, good.
We got to get our use out of that word tonight.
You got to understand the stuff. you can also hear the words.
Yes. Yep.
And there isn't somebody screaming in the background. Well, I'm going to say it.
That's right. We talked earlier a little bit about Kay Kaiser and Tom Kaiser. And I know Kay was such a talented player. We've talked about him a lot on this show. We've actually had some of the recordings that he did, and we played him. A terrific singer and guitar player. But, you know, he had money in his pocket all summer. He was playing golf and teaching golf and playing music. Wintertime get pretty tough going for him. And then Kenny, you went and hired him and Tom one winter. I think they were down to...
Actually, they just got off the road.
Okay.
He comes up and says, Ken, says, I'm broke. I haven't got a car. And I ain't got a job. I put him to work.
You said you got a job now?
And also his brother.
Yep. I know. You were so good to so many of those musicians that...
Kay and I, we were very, very close friends.
Yeah.
And Curly and going down
Karen
the line, all of them, you know.
Oh, sure. But just the camaraderie with that group of people. And like I said, Kay was so talented, but he would find himself short on money, and he would come to his friends, and you were his close friend. You'd put him to work, and the three of you played quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, just... And you bought him a car.
He paid me back.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
No, he did.
Yeah, so...
Oh, Lord. You know, before he left and went on the run, I said, I'll teach you how to play. He said, no, I don't need it. But when he came back broke and everything, he says, I wish I would have listened to you, because he was going to the recording studios that had him a sheet.
Sure.
If he could have read this, mm-hmm. he could have made some money in the recording.
Oh,
because
sure.
He had the talent
and
could play this thing.
Like absolutely, yeah.
Like a lot of people wish in the world they could.
Sure. But to actually read the structure on paper and go into a studio and do his licks. Yeah, you should have showed him before he left.
Kenny, I was going to ask you, did Mike Peterson play drums for you for a while, too?
Yes, Mikey has.
Yep, and I'm still working with him once in a while when I go out and work with Darlene and the boys, her husband's name is Kenny Nelson also. So,
yep.
But I see Mike pretty regular when I work with...
Mike was the one that played with me down for the 80 Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mike was with me.
Yeah. We want to mention again that on Wednesday afternoons at Kenny's Keyboard over in East Farmington, south of Osceola, you're throwing a little jam there and trying to get... You know, even some of the folks from the local homes to come out and spend a couple hours.
I would love that. I really would.
Listen to the music, those that can dance, but you're going to play the kind of music they like to play, and we're going to try to find...
I can understand.
Yeah, we're going to try to grab a guitar and come in and
come on
do some music. Yeah, we'd love to do that with you, too. So, Eddie, you want to sing another song there?
How about if we just play a nice little guitar instrumental?
Sure. Okay, what's your key?
Charlie. That's pretty good on that accordion, isn't it? It's one called Under the Double Eagle.
All right. Thank you.
like the way how you shoot that. You see that? We ended all together.
We did.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's one my dad used to play, I think, on the guitar. So.
Under the Wings of a Double Eagle and Don't Look Up.
Your mom and dad when they played for Beauvais, for Lyle Beauvais.
Okay.
That would be Beauvais Bar just out of Somerset. Oh, that was years ago. They played there for Lyle.
Sure.
And then Lyle came and worked for me.
Oh.
After he sold it.
Okay. Was that bartender for you?
Lyle was. You'd know if Lyle was drinking because it's hoop time. You go like that with his hand on the roof.
We're getting wrapping up just a little bit here. You got something else you want to add there, Eddie? We got a little time.
Yeah, it's been quite a night tonight. Of course, we're competing with the Vikings. They're on.
That's
right. Got football going on tonight. So
is that Minnesota has a team this year?
Now, be nice.
I'm not guilty. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not guilty.
We truly mean this, so Kenny, thank you for taking the time to come and do this with us.
I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed it. We got one heck of a sound. Who are sound manager?
Yes, we had Bob Zonk, who was engineering for us tonight.
Thank you, Bob. And a pleasure being with you.
Yes, and this is, again, it's our second two-year anniversary of doing this. So
2 years, man.
And they've been doing rebroadcast. It's on every Thursday night now, but once a month we have a guest like you come in. And then we've got enough.
You mean you got to put up with somebody like me again?
I wish you'd come back and do this again with us.
I certainly would.
Yes, that would be. But it's just a very special night to have you here.
As long as he's got the throttle.
As long as we got Bob to handle.
That's right. He can handle it.
And speaking of Bob, we just want to let you know again that you can support WPCA, and they've got it's public radio, so you can donate money to help the cause here. Also support the theater.
Yep. Pledge drive on October 8th.
Okay, pledge drive is on October 8th. So you can pledge money. They'll take anything, any amount, and lots and lots is better. But seriously, it's a great radio station here, folks. And
watch for any of the operas that he's got going at the Avery Theater. That we need all the help we can to try to fill that thing. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. We've got a couple of big shows coming up there. So
sure. So. Anything else you want to add, Kenny?
Can you untie me now?
And again, go over and see Kenny on Wednesday afternoons, and you might see Mike and Ed there with you, too, once in a while. So, but otherwise, we're going to have to say goodnight to everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. And this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're from Trigger Happy. We're going to be in the Erin Prairie Church on Sunday.
Sunday, yep.
Yeah, so if you want to come down and hear some music in the church, we'll be there. But otherwise, we'll be around. Check us out. So thanks for tuning in.
News coverage on WPCA Radio made possible by Wisconsin Credit.